Good afternoon. Good evening is more like it. It is 7 p.m. on the Dazat. I apologize for not getting this out this morning. It was busy. It was hectic. I had a lot going on. But today I kind of want to touch on what I did in my blog yesterday. And besides complaining about why everything was so blurry, I talked about going for it. I have come in contact with several people lately, and what's crazy is since I started vlogging, it has opened so many doors, and people have came to me and talked to me about it, you know, with things that they would love to do and have wanted to do and things like that, but are kind of afraid to take the leap. They're kind of worried about what people would think or just how to go about it. And that's an understandable fear, you know. When we finally put ourselves out there and go for the stuff that we want to do, our passions, but it's something out of the norm, or at least the norm of those that are around you, or maybe may seem like it's out of the norm for you because people don't see it coming because of the fact you've never done it. Like, there's so much that goes into it. Like, I feel like people are kind of surprised that I've started vlogging. Some not, maybe not so much, just because anybody that knows me, like literally truly knows me, knows that film has always been a passion of mine. Always. I mean, since I was a little bitty kid and was carrying around our big VHS, like news reporter style camera, and just all through my years, like even through when I was like a troublesome individual, like it was something I always loved to do. I just never really pursued that passion and followed it 100%. Like I did for a long time. Then I even went to school. I went one of the best film schools in the country. Shout out to Full Sail University. But then I kind of fell away from it for a long time. And I kind of talked, you know, I've always put it out there that, you know, hey, I like to do this. I'll get involved, kind of waiting for someone to come to me and be like, all right, let's do this. But I actually had to finally be like, you know what? I'm going for it. No one's ever going to just show up to my door with camera gear and a job. I had to get out there and start doing it and doing it and doing it. Start doing photography. Start shooting random things. And the thing is I don't, I don't have the resources and, you know, to really do like a full-blown film or something like that. So the daily vlog allows me to literally do my passion every day. It allows me to get my work out there. Now, the vlogs are meant to look like they're just haphazardly thrown together. So sometimes I feel like they're not a good example of my work. Like, if someone went and looked at my vlogs, they'd be like, I don't think I want to hire this guy. This looks terrible. But it still has been cool because it has opened doors. Because I try to throw little things in there, and I haven't really done much of anything yet. But people are starting to understand that I can do it. Like, I've got some good skills when it comes to shooting and to editing and, you know, starting to use like After Effects or really busting out those like special effects. I haven't really done that yet. I've only just added some words in here and there, but I haven't really started to bust out the special effects, which I'm getting ready to start doing a lot of my stuff, just some super fun stuff. So if you watch my vlogs, keep an eye out. It's coming. But, you know, I've talked to some people, and a couple people have some very, like, serious topics that they want to bring up. You know, like, for example, one that I will touch base on eventually, but, like, mental health and just different things like that that they really want to help shed light on, or just something they want to help in a way to try to get back to a specific community. And I think that's awesome. And here's the thing. Let me tell you, go for it. Like I just said, no one was going to show up at my door and say, here's a job, here's a bunch of camera gear, have fun. Wasn't going to happen. You have to go out and you have to earn it. You have to work, you have to show. You've really got to put your time and make your bones, as I like to call it. You have to show that you're capable of doing it. You know, the film industry can be, I say pretty cutthroat because of the fact that, you know, people, you know, you got companies that have a certain style. And the cool thing about going door for door, which I'll touch base on that in a different blog, you know, kind of doing that shark salesman attack, going in places and saying, hey, I would love to do this for you, or like make a video or suit, you know, there's a bunch of different things that you can do. But we'll We'll talk about that in another episode. But definitely get out there. And here's the thing. You have to put yourself out there. And it can be worrisome. It is. It can be like, okay, people think this of you, or what's going on, or you know what? If you go based on what people think all the time, you'll never achieve anything. Because here's the thing. There's always going to be someone negative. Always someone to put you down. Always someone that's going to tell you that you're not good enough, or to tell you your dreams aren't real or whatever. Trust me, I live a daily life where some of the closest people I have to me very much try to just crush my dreams. Like, full blown, not good enough, don't try, don't bother. Get yourself your normal 9-to-5 in a factory somewhere and live that way. Well, I'll tell you what, that's not for me. I have bigger ambitions for myself. I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I love to do, and those are the passions that I'm going to follow. And I would definitely recommend that you do the same. Just because you've lived one way or raised one way, or maybe, you know what I mean, doesn't, like, whatever the situation, doesn't mean that's where you're stuck. You are who you want to be, and that's the truth. All right, guys. That's going to be it for today. That's all I really wanted to touch on. Get out there, create, or do whatever it is that you feel like your heart's calling you to do, and have fun doing it. I love all you beautiful people. I will see you tomorrow. Peace.